Police and other corruption scandals have snowballed in Thailand, and a sex massage tycoon turned anti-corruption crusader says the only way to stop the scourge is to speak out loud and clear. I'm Dave Kendall with Deeper Dive from the Bangkok Post. My guest today is Chuwit Gamonwisit, a colourful and controversial figure who's once again back in the headlines, most recently for publicising alleged corruption among politicians, for exposing multiple instances of alleged police corruption, and for himself being accused of graft. Khun Chuwit is a self-described super pimp who made millions from the sex trade. He went public with allegations of massive police corruption and was accused of hiring thugs to clear shops from land he owned. He then served jail time, and he also disappeared for 2 days, saying he was abducted by the police. He then entered a career in politics, twice serving as a member of parliament. In the 1990s and early 2000s, Khun Chuwit owned a string of massage parlors, and he says he had to pay monthly bribes to the tune of 3 million baht to stay open. Why? Because the Ap Op Nuat soapy massage parlors in Bangkok and across Thailand are in reality brothels, and prostitution is illegal in the land of smiles. So-called grey businesses, ones that skirt with the law, must allegedly pay bribes to the police to stay open. In July 2003, Khun Chuwit said he was sick of paying ever-increasing sums in bribes and decided to go public. He's most recently made headlines by alleging corruption among politicians, but in this interview I focus on his incendiary claims about police graft. Later in the show, we're going to find out what some of you guys think of alleged police corruption and the brothel tycoon turned graft whistleblower in chief. But first, the man himself, Chuwit Gamonwisit. Khun Chuwit, I want to ask you about 3 cases you helped publicize. On February 10th, 2023, the Bangkok Post reported that you asked the National Police Chief to take immediate action against 2 senior officers accused of being behind a large online gambling network behind the site Macau888.com. Tell us more about this case.
The gambling online chain, the Thai society, everybody like the online. It's easy to gambling when you use the mobile. So this business is growing bigger, and the easy money coming for the new generation, but it's illegal in Thailand. Some country is legal. I consider this is a hole, it's a gap of the corruption. They pay no taxes to the Thai, but they pay to allow them to open to the public to gambling. So they make a lot of money. Macau 888 have the money involved about 5,000 million baht. But I talking the more size, more than Macau 888, like FIFA 555, like the guy that I try to expo now is more than 10,000 million baht. There are many website gambling online in Thailand, which is so easy to find.
So if they're illegal, why aren't they shut down?
Because they collapse. They take the money to allow them happen. Instead of to hiding under the table, I offer them to bring on the table. I call them to pay the sin tax, the tax that can generate the income to the lower police or to make the salary, the payroll of the police to surviving in the living expense in the Thai, in the Bangkok. There is a 5,000 website about the gambling in Thai. They let them pay 50,000 per one website per month. So you can consider, calculate that how much you get from the money from the gambling.
You're saying each of these 5,000 gambling websites must pay 50,000 baht per month?
That is mean smaller site. Smaller site, 5,000 website. Middle site, pay 100,000 per month. And biggest, I divide in the site S, M, and L. Each site depend you pay more.
Khun Chuwit, how do you know all this? The number of websites and the amount they have to pay?
I have inside information. I believe there is still a good police. All the information you see, 100% or almost 100% from the insider.
You also weighed in on the Taiwanese actress Charlene, who alleged she was in a group that was stopped at a police checkpoint on January 4th, 2023, and was extorted out of 27,000 baht to be released. What happened, and how did you get involved?
When the Charlene come with the Singaporean, take the grab, pass the checkpoint. The police know this is a tourist. So they stop, they check and found the electric cigarette, which is illegal in Thailand. But this is a gap for corruption. You can buy the electric cigarette everywhere, in the market, on the street, on the online. But it's illegal. So when you have it, you carry it. It means that a problem. And you're not a local. You are the tourist. You don't know the rule. You need to go to the jail. You need the record. Yeah, I can check you the passport. If you have a passport, if you have a visa or not. See, this is the way the Thai police do.
Are you saying foreigners in particular must be wary of checkpoints?
For example, the checkpoint always on the main road near the entertainment area. For example, on the Sukhum Vit Road, on the Rachada Road, on the Thong Lo, on the Ekamai. So all the small police, when they do the checkpoint, they see you, they stop you, they know you are Falun, they know you are tourist, they know you are temporary, you not a local. So when they check you and found something, let's say that they found your alcohol and you drive, what you gonna do? You're gonna say, you're gonna wasting the time, you have to go to the police, you have to go to the jail. Or you just pay me 20,000, 30,000. So you can make a choice. You would rather to pay than go to the jail or go to the record. For example, if you work at the bank and they know if you have a criminal record, if you have an alcoholic record, your company would not happy.
Yeah, unlikely. Finally, let's talk about the October 26th, 2022 police raid on an unlicensed club in Bangkok's Yanawar district. The Bangkok Post reported you said on Facebook a group of Chinese nationals found there paid 5.5 million baht to escape arrest, and police, Department of Special Investigation personnel, and a soldier demanded a further 4 million from 11 Chinese who escaped the raid. Why are these numbers so huge?
If you file the raid notice, The late notice means the international police. You can check from the Interpol. You can check. You found it's a jackpot. Jackpot what? How you have to pay me? And with my experience, I know what happened. The money they demand, they want more. They found some, they know that these Chinese always carry the cash, always keep the cash. So the Chinese, they have a society so tight, each other. So they can make the call and ask the more cash.
Again, how do you know all this? How do you know the exact amounts of the alleged bribes? Where does this information come from?
They come from inside. Absolutely. When they go inside, there is a CCTV. How can I get? Yes. You are supplying it or not. There's still a good police that you not mention. They send me the video. They send me all the secret information. On the year 2020 and 2019, the statistic of the Chinese to apply for the E visa, which called education visa, okay, or working visa, or why you have to go to on Isan. They have been on Isan or immigration section 4. Section 4 is mean northeast of Thailand area. So I can check. I see the high statistic. 7,000 Chinese to apply for the volunteer education on the section 4 only. And on the year 2019-2020 only, different from another section. So I know this is strange. Criminal of China, where they want to go. They're not going to go to Singapore. They're not go to Australia. We go to Thailand. Why Thailand? When I talk, the Chinese, China embassy come to see me and explain to me that, oh, China have a lot of investment, a lot of investor coming, a lot of expat coming. Yes, I said, yes, but I talk about the criminal. I talk about the bad person who take advantage of the corruption system in Thailand. So if they pay, they can stay long. So the police must to follow and catch the bad guy.
Now, following your allegations that Chinese gangsters had paid bribes to get long-stay visas, the Bangkok Post reported that Police Lieutenant General Pak Pum Pipat Sajapan said some immigration police might be lax in checking some foreigners' documents. He said, quote, there will be a working group to revise rules on visa extension applications that cite work for foundations, the need to receive medical treatment, and for studying. Do you agree with many expats who feel this kind of rule tightening is simply going to further increase red tape and make life even harder for honest foreigners living here legally and bringing billions of baht into the Thai economy, while there's a suspicion the bad guys will always be able to bribe their way in?
You know, you have to make the good and bad divide. Yes, immigration is like a gate. It's like a front gate. When they open the gate to welcome the people, foreigner, which is an expat, which is a tourist, which one who want to stay more, and yes, it's a criminal coming to. So the immigration is a frontier. The gate. They should open and welcome the good, decent foreign people to come to Thailand. The Thailand is a tourist. The Thailand is a business. But the Thailand's not for the criminal. But no, the one who can against the thing like a corruption is a classic problem. Nobody can do anything about corruption. Even in a parliament, they have a lot of corruption. Even the money on the table, the high-level officer still say no. I don't know who money as the new 5 million on my table. I don't know who brought them on my table. You see, the corruption is depend on the one who talk. If you talk and your sound louder, they will be afraid. They know that everybody know, but nobody talk. And the way you talk, you need talk louder to let them aware of that corruption is not the majority. It must be minority of this society. I believe in any country have the corruption when they start. But I never see any country that each time pass by, the corruption is more like Thailand. You consider the corruption issue become the custom. It's the way you have to pay. If you not pay, for example, if you are the expat, okay, you follow the rule. You maybe you need 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, maybe you need to fly to Laos 1 day and you need to go back. See, if you pay 10,000, you would rather to pay 10,000 better than you are pay the ticket to fly out and have to fly in, you know, wasting the time. Why we offer you the good way, you know, you don't need to collapse. But hey, the government still collapse, so they don't care.
What are the root causes of corruption in Thai society, and what are the remedies?
The core of the society is collapse. When the foundation is collapse, how come you have a structure strong? So you need to go to the foundation to make them understand that this is not, you need to talk, you need to speak up. You need to let them aware. At least they are afraid to collapse. Not because the collapse is a traditional way to do. You need to change the attitude. You need to change the norm of the society. You need to change the majority to pay. To become the minority.
Now, earlier you said one way to reduce corruption would be to legalize gambling and then tax it, and even use some of the revenue to top up the salaries of underpaid junior police officers. Now, as a former massage parlor mogul, do you think prostitution should also be legalized and taxed?
You know, they always say that it's a Buddhist country, but it's wrong. They don't accept the truth. There is a prostitution in the middle of the Bangkok, in the massage parlor, everybody know, but the law still forbid it to do that. You can see the electric cigarette. It's illegal. You can see the marijuana. Why it's legal? It's legalized because the political party won the vote. If everything like a gambling on the table, you can take the collapse out and you can bring the money from the tax, which I call sin tax, to generate the benefit to all the police, all the justice. But no, they're not going to do that. Believe me. Why? Because they don't want to eat on the table. They want to eat under the table. And if you eat under the table, you can eat more. You can eat greedy. If you eat on the table, you have to eat formally. But if you eat under the table, you can eat informal. You can eat anything. You can eat a lot. You can keep it. You can take it. You see, this is the Thai way. They don't do in the front of you. They do behind you. That's why you see the more corrupt in Thailand, because they don't bring on the table. They don't accept the truth. They like to lie. If they accept the truth, this country forward and growing a lot.
You're challenging some of the most powerful forces in Thai society. Are you worried about your own safety? And what could they do to you?
I don't care. I am a sacrifice. I said, when I opened the wall, I know what happened. I used to be the prisoner, ex-prisoner. I used to be the ex-member of parliament. I used to be the ex-massage parlor owner. So I am past many experience. I am the sacrifice myself to let the Thai society know what happened. And sometimes I cannot do according to the law. Why? Because the bribery have no receipt, have no evidence sometimes. But if you check, if you talk, if you know, ask me, you will know who get the corrupt, get the money, get the bribery. Sometimes I make the phone call. I call to the big police and say, hey, you have it enough. You corrupt more. You get the money a lot. So it's time for you to stop. If you not stop, I will explode. I will talk to the public about your behavior, about your bribery, you know? And you believe me or not, the way I do, they stop. Or maybe they aware. Maybe they are conscious more. Yes, you may say that I'm not win. I said that I'm not win. Like I said, I just sparking the light. And with one candle, maybe I'm not win today. Maybe I win tomorrow. Maybe I win next year. Maybe I never win. But I don't care. I'm not going to win this war. Because I know at the beginning, I'm not going to win. But at least I talk and I let someone know that at least someone try to do.
Khun Chiwet, thanks for joining me on Deeper Dive. What are the takeaways from that interview with Chiwet Gamonwi Sit? He calls for legalization of gray businesses, particularly online gambling, and imposition of sin taxes on these businesses, which could be used to top up junior police officer salaries, which he says are so low that corruption is inevitable. And this way, he says money can change hands over the table instead of under it. He paints a picture of Thailand as a country with corruption embedded in its social structure, but with everybody pretending it doesn't exist, just like vices like prostitution and gambling don't exist. He says being brave enough to call out corruption is the only way to tackle it. Chiwet is certainly a controversial figure, with some people doubting his motives and asking whether he's seeking the limelight for reasons other than fighting corruption. Lawyer Sitra Biyabanker has alleged Khun Chiwet has been extorting money from illicit businesses himself, threatening them with exposure if they don't pay up, and dropping accusations if they do. But whether or not he's completely credible, or even corrupt himself, the self-described super pimp who turned into a graft fighter has arguably done more than anyone else to expose corruption in Thai institutions. His argument that the best way to stop corruption is to talk about it loudly and clearly is quite persuasive. What do you guys think about Khun Chiwet and the issue of alleged police corruption? First, some recent comments on BangkokPost.com about the man dominating the news. Natsuri writes, Khun Chiwet, vigilante, hero of the truth. Readers of BP and participants in their forums need to read up about the tub tycoon. No stranger to prison, no stranger to dodgy dealings, no stranger to power, greed and bribery. This man is no angel. Well, Natsuri, I don't think anyone's likely to confuse him with an angel. He certainly doesn't claim to be one. Bangkok Man writes, Khun Chiwet is a thug with a heart. No offense meant. That's why I, as an ordinary person, like him. He's making up for his former sins. You have my respect, Khun Chiwet. Dr. Vader writes, people have not forgotten how Chiwet got very, very, very rich, have they? Pliny writes, poachers turned gamekeepers indeed are the most successful exposers of questionable practices. When you've run with the devil, you know his secrets. And finally, some comments on BangkokPost.com about alleged police corruption in general. Whizbang writes, this is another case where Mr. Prayut can take all the blame because he claimed he had to hold the coup to eliminate corruption. He promised reforming the police was one of his coup goals. Surely Not writes, this is all a massive deception. The RTP were never a police force, and the politicians are not there to serve the people. Both groups are just full of money-grabbing criminals. Pompeys writes, call it corruption if you like, but I've been regularly told it's the Thai system, which encompasses all manner of illegal activities like police paying to be promoted, police extorting money from bars and clubs to simply be allowed to trade, to teachers paying their superiors for promotion. It is simply so entrenched in everyday life that it is accepted as all part of the game that has to be played. This tacit acceptance of corruption is so endemic that the whole of society will need to be re-engineered, and no party is ever going to break that mold. Well, that's optimistic, isn't it? And on a genuinely more positive note, Pesky Ali writes, I've lived in Chiang Mai for 10 years. The police have always treated me and my family fairly, with kindness and respect. It seems that if you behave decently, then you will be treated decently. I want to end on that note because, as Khun Chiwet said, there are good, hard-working cops. Some of them are whistleblowers, so we shouldn't condemn the whole force. Thanks for watching or listening. Please follow and share the show. And, of course, stay up with all the latest news about Thailand and the world 24/7 on BangkokPost.com. I'm Dave Kendall. See you again soon for another episode of Deeper Dive.